Coming soon to a cell phone near you, wireless power. But don't chuck that cell phone charger just yet. Tech News Briefing coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome back to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, and my cell is currently at 19% battery. One of these days, I might not have to worry about running to an outlet to charge my phone. Wireless power could be on the horizon, and sooner than we think. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal tech columnist Christopher Mims for some new insight. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
In your most recent Wall Street Journal article, you mentioned that Nikola Tesla said this day would come. He basically said that wireless power will be fundamental.
That's right. That was his fundamental vision. He actually built a tower. It was almost 200 feet tall out on Long Island. It was funded by J.P. Morgan, and he was going to push hundreds of kilowatts of power through it. And his idea was that it would be so big that it would transmit power potentially all over the world. And it would do it through radio waves because, you know, we think of radio waves as a communication medium, but every single radio wave that our body absorbs or anything else, you know, it has energy. That's why a microwave oven works.
Right.
And if you can make it big enough, then you can transmit power that way.
Now, I understand there's a lot to this kind of technology. You mentioned these particular radio waves, but let's walk through a few of these. Power mats. These are actually out now. How does that work?
So power mat, this is an old technology. It's just induction. And what that means is just you're generating an electrical current, you know, through some wires that are under the power mat that's sitting on a countertop in Starbucks. And there's a coil in your phone or in your laptop, and it just induces an electrical current in that coil. The problem is you have to have everything perfectly lined up, and it's bulky. So this is why you haven't seen this technology in cell phones very much to date.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew that they were kind of at Starbucks, but I haven't really ever seen one of them in action here. But it is out there, just not really so much in use.
Yeah, that's right. It's been around for 7-8 years, but it hasn't really gone anywhere. There's a second technology, which Intel is making it part of their initiative to eliminate all wires on their laptops. This one is a lot more forgiving, and it's a similar principle, but it uses this sort of oscillating magnetic field. And if you can get, you know, your receiver tuned just perfectly, then what you can do is, you know, anywhere from a few inches to maybe a couple of feet away, you can very efficiently transmit power. And the idea is that there would be like a power mat on your desk. It could be under the desk because you can transmit this through like concrete, through wood, whatever. And it's just like plugging your laptop in, except all you've done is set it down on your desk.
And I understand we can expect this pretty soon. Is that right?
This is going to definitely be in laptops next year. It's a very well-established scientific principle. And, you know, we know it works. The only problem is that really the devices kind of have to be in contact. It's something you're going to use when you set your phone or your laptop down on a desk.
Getting back to radio waves, what are some of the challenges with these new technologies involving these beaming powers?
Yeah, I mean, so the main challenge is, I mean, we should go all the way back to World War II. We first started using radar. I mean, the reason that we figured out that the same technology could be used to heat our food is, you know, legend has it somebody left a chocolate bar in front of one of these radar dishes and it melted. So what that tells you is if you're going to beam a lot of power through the air, you have to make sure that you don't cook anything that's in the path of that energy. So, you know, if I'm going to beam power to your cell phone in your pocket, we can't be using a lot of power. That said, you know, what one of the engineers told me was that because our mobile devices are using less power than ever, you can beam small amounts of power just through conventional radio waves, and you will accomplish something called trickle charging. So maybe you're only sending a watt to your phone versus if you plug it in, it's getting 5 watts. That means it's charging 1/5 as quickly, but maybe that's fine if this is something that switches on the moment you walk in the door. So the moment you walk into your office, your phone is trickle charging. It's trickle charging all day long. You know, you'll never have a dead phone again as long as you're at home or at work.
And is this something that we can also expect as soon as 2016?
This is going to take a little bit longer. So there have been demonstrations of this, you know, at CES, you know, turning on powering a light bulb across the room. But, you know, they're, like anything, you know, there are problems with establishing a standard. I mean, there's also the issue that this technology could affect how your Wi-Fi performs, because that's the same radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely some kinks to work out. But I would expect that within 2 years we're going to have this.
And there's clearly a market for this. How do you think companies will monetize these new tech advances, and how will we as the consumer be affected?
Well, one of the companies that's doing the beamed energy is called Energys, and they told me that they're working with the top 10 consumer electronics maker to put this technology in. So, I mean, it's just like Wi-Fi in the old days. I mean, we forget. I mean, Wi-Fi is everywhere now. But, I mean, right. There was a point when you had to, you know, plug in a dongle, or there was a separate Wi-Fi card, and there was a chicken and egg problem because Wi-Fi routers weren't that common. But, you know, there's going to be money to be made at any point in this platform, either making the base stations that beam the energy or licensing the technology that goes into your mobile devices that allows you to receive the energy. It'll be gigantic, just like Wi-Fi is.
In terms of beamed energy, is there a company that's a big player here? Is there someone we should look out for?
In terms of beamed energy, you know, Energys, and they have a competitor called ASSIA, are both pretty interesting. The biggest players, I think, will be the ones that are always the biggest players, which are Intel, mm-hmm. you know, Apple, Samsung, Qualcomm, because they will go and license this technology and just incorporate it into devices. So, you know, maybe in the iPhone 8, you'll have, you know, wireless charging or whatever. And so it'll be the usual players who profit from it.
I see. Very good. We'll leave it at that. Christopher Mims, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
That'll do it for this installment of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Be sure to check back daily for all the latest news from the tech world. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.